We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull here on WCDO. A rare treat again this week. Saturday night football under the lights. And tonight we're down in Binghamton at the Binghamton Alumni Stadium at the Harpersville Afton Hornets taking on the Seton Catholic Saints. I want to welcome everybody into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and his staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Set to be a good one, Harpersville Afton still looking for their first win of the season. They are 0-2. They had a tough opening week against Waverly, and then they had to play Walton at home last weekend. Things don't get any easier today against a very good Seton Catholic Saints team, but should be a good matchup. I expect a close one. Could go either way. We'll break it down more when we come back. You're listening to live high school football here on Saturday night on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. Again, welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. Cork and the staff over at Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. You can visit them on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. So last night, I hope you had a chance to listen, folks, on CDOs. We had an absolute instant classic. You can go back and listen to it again on WCDOsports.com on demand at any time, courtesy of SFCU. Delhi comes back on a last-second play to beat BG. Absolutely unbelievable. BG goes down and scores with 29 seconds left. Dylan Moffitt, a running back, has to sub in for quarterback Austin Carr, who got hurt in the fourth quarter. He throws a bomb to Austin Capolupo, and BG scores with 29 seconds left. Then Delhi gets the ball back. They're on their own 40. They're down to their last breath on fourth down. They put four receivers wide to the left. They throw up a bomb. BG goes to intercept it, and Nate Dennison for Delhi is able to rip it out of the hands of a BG defender and run it in for the winning score. And what a great game. Hope you had a chance to either be there to watch it or to listen to us here on CDO, because it was absolutely fantastic. So we can only hope for maybe something similar here tonight between Harpersville, Afton, and Seton. It looks like it will be a very competitive game. Seton comes in with a record of 1-1, and Harpersville, Afton comes in with a record of 0-2. Harpersville, Afton had a very tough go of it as they went to Waverly in week one, had a very long bus trip, similar to Bainbridge-Guilford, having to go out to drive. That was certainly tough. They lost the season opener 55-12 at Waverly. But what is a little deceiving about that is that they really controlled the first half of that game, including putting up 12 points in that first half. They actually controlled the possession, but the Waverly size and depth is what really went through in the second half, and they were able to wear down Harpersville Afton and put up a bunch of points late in that game. So I think Harpersville Afton, especially with the big mobile quarterback Devin Dean, he's a big physical QB, can run at over 150 yards against Waverly on the ground on 16 carries. He's going to be the guy to watch here tonight for Harpersville Afton. On the other side for the Seton Catholic Saints, they can run it and they can throw it. They have Sam Crowley, Nate Whitman, Dan O'Brien, three names that we'll be hearing a lot from tonight for Seton Catholic, as these guys are able to run all over the field, pass all over the field, and get the job done. So those guys are going to be guys we'll be looking out for here against Harpersville Afton for the Seton Catholic Saints. Seton Catholic started the season with a 22-0 shutout on the road week one against Delhi, and we saw Delhi in person last night and really saw how physical of a team they are. They run it up the middle, so very impressive that Seton Catholic was able to win that game 22-0. Last week, a very tight game with Lansing here at home. They lose 28-19, but there, again, a very close game. Came down to the wire, and Lansing was able to put up some points in the second half. Special teams was a big part of that one as well. Another thing to look forward to for Seton Catholic is some trickery. They tried some onside kicks last week and very good in the special teams game, so that should be interesting to see. Both teams lining up here for the starting lineups and for the national anthems. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more on our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. You're listening to live high school football tonight, Saturday night, under the lights here in Binghamton on WCDO.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the Catalog Outlet store nearest you or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Hey, high school football fans. Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney hopes you'll join them every high school varsity football game night for the varsity football tailgate party. Sydney, BG, Unitego, and surrounding area games. Enjoy burgers, wings, and other game time favorites. Join us both pregame and postgame. And when you wear your school colors, take 10% off your meal. Bring the whole family and enjoy our spacious dining room or relax in our tavern. It's varsity football tailgate party nights at Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney, proud supporters of local high school football.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
We're special.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on CDO. A rare treat again. 2 weeks in a row, we'll have Saturday night football. Normally, Saturday games are in the afternoon at 1:30, but we had a Sydney and BG matchup last week for homecoming under the lights in Sydney. Tonight, we travel down to Binghamton as it's the Harper's-Alafton Hornets playing at Binghamton Alumni Field to take on the Seton Catholic Saints. Harper's-Alafton has won the toss. They will receive, and we'll go right to left to start things off. Harper's-Alafton in their visiting white uniforms with the blue pants, also the blue helmet with the gold trim says Hornets in cursive gold lettering across the side of the helmet there. Seton Catholic in the black pants and in their green uniforms with the green helmets as well says Seton on the side in white cursive lettering there. So Seton will kick off to Harper's-Alafton, who is 0-2, looking for their first win. Of course, this is the first year that Afton has been a part of this program with the Hornets, bringing down a couple of players to be with Harpersville, a team that went 7-2 last year. So this is a team with some experience. And you have to look at a guy like Devin Dean. He's a senior, 6'2", 192, will command this offense here for Harpersville. Afton has a lot of weapons to go around with. They played a tough game with Walton last week, and if you know local football, you know Walton is a team that you're going to have to play with, very physical year in and year out. And that was a close game, again, where the score doesn't really indicate how well Harpersville-Afton played in that game. So the other thing that could come into effect here tonight is Harpersville-Afton has a lot more depth in terms of just number of guys on the sideline. So if things progress late in the second half, third quarter, fourth quarter, Harpersville-Afton might have a few more guys on the bench to use. We'll see how all that works out. Off to kick off here between Harpersville-Afton and Seton. And John G. and Greco will kick off here, and it is the onside kick that we talked about, and Seton will pick up, and they will have possession here, an onside kick to start the game. They tried three times last week against Lansing, the onside kick, so I thought Harpersville-Afton might be ready for it. They aren't, and Seton is able to come down, obviously a play that they have practiced, and they will pick it up there to start things off. And they will get the ball to start the second half, so maybe a calculated move there for the Seton Catholic Saints. So no score, an onside kick to start the game, and Seton Catholic will be in Harpersville territory to start off on the 47-yard line. Going left to right to start things off for the Seton Catholic Saints. And they'll hand off, and here's Gian Greco to his left. He's at the 40. A stiff arm. He's at the 30-yard line. Now to the 25 and the 20. Down to the 10. All the way before he's shoved out of bounds at the 5-yard line by Dylan Smith. And on the first play from scrimmage, a huge run for Seton Catholic, getting all the way down deep into Harpersville-Afton territory to the 5-yard line. And a 43-yard gain here for Seton. That'll bring up a first and goal. What a way to start the game here for the Seton Catholic Saints with a 43-yard run after an onside kick to start things off. Just an excellent run there from Sam Crowley, actually. The handoff from Gian Greco. Crowley, senior, 6'195", and now a first and goal. They'll hand off again to Crowley. He's tripped up at the line as Harpersville breaking through there with Mitchell Wiest making the stop. So we're just about 30 seconds into this contest, and after an onside kick and a 43-yard run by the Seton Catholic Saints for Sam Crowley, it is second and goal from the 4-yard line here. No score early between Seton and Harpersville-Afton, but the Saints trying to change that early, going left to right in the green uniforms with the dark pants and the green helmet. In the shotgun, man in motion, they'll hand off, and Seton Catholic on second down gets to the outside, but the Hornets sniff this one out, and that'll bring up a third and goal. And that was Luciano D'Angelo with a 1-yard gain there. So this will bring up a third and goal now for Seton Catholic. 10:50 to go, first quarter here between Harpersville-Afton and Seton Catholic at Binghamton Alumni Stadium, and we're scoreless, but it's a third and goal here for the Saints. Again in the shotgun, two receivers to the left, two to the right here for the quarterback, Gian Greco, just a sophomore, and he'll hand off, but we'll have a penalty flag on the play. 10:32 to go here in this first quarter, as the handoff there was to Daniel O'Brien. A legal motion is the call here against the Saints. And so the Saints, after a huge play, that run on first down by Sam Crowley, they've gotten down to the goal line, and Harper Zalathan has been able to stall them so far. Now it's a third and goal from the 8-yard line here as Harperzil goes left to right, and they're deep in Harperzil Afton territory. And we'll see the call coming in from the sideline now. It's clock ticks down to 10 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless between Seton and Harperzil Afton. Gene Greco in the shotgun. Again, two receivers to the left, two to the right. Man in motion. They'll try to run it up the middle here with Crowley, and he gets down to the 5-yard line, and he's stuffed there by the Hornets defense, who after giving up a big play on first down, they've really put up a wall and a good stop, and that'll bring up fourth down here for Seton. So a gain of one on the play there for Sam Crowley. 6'195", a senior, running the ball here, had that great run on first down, and now on fourth down, we'll see what Seton decides to do. 9:40 to go, first quarter. And we are scoreless between Seton and Harperzil Afton, and the defense trying to come up with a big stop here for the Hornets. And it looks like the Saints will call timeout. They'll want to talk about it with head coach Brian Mister. We'll take a break. 9:34 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Seton and Harperzil Afton on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with the year Saturday Night Football on CDO. We're down at Binghamton tonight at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Harperzil Afton going up against the Seton Catholic Saints. 9:34 to go, first quarter, we're scoreless, and it's a fourth and goal here for Seton. They had an onside kick to start the game, recovered, then a 43-yard run by Sam Crowley got him down to the goal line, but since then, the Hornets' defense has come up big, and we'll see going left to right what quarterback John Giangreco comes up with here for Seton after a timeout. They'll loft it in the air, and off the hands of a receiver in the far side end zone, and a nice play on defense over there by Devin Dean. The quarterback also plays defense here for Harperzil Afton, and now the Hornets will take over on offense after standing tall on the goal line. And they'll pick up and have to start from deep in their own end. We're scoreless, 9:28 to go in the first quarter. So Seton really, the onside kick and then the one big rush by Crowley for 43 yards, and then the drive stalls down on the goal line. So a nice job there by the Hornets to hold. Harperzil Afton on first and 10 here. Dean will roll to his right. He's in the end zone, going right to left, throws, and it's up over the head of his receiver, Dylan Smith. That'll bring up a second and 10 here for Harperzil. 9:20 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless so far between the Hornets and the Saints. Dean, of course, comes from a long line of football players who have had some success. His older brother, Mason Dean, plays at Hartwick College in Oneonta. You can see that a guy like Devin Dean has the size and the skills to perhaps go on to play somewhere at the next level. Second and 10 here for the Hornets as they are on their own 5-yard line after holding strong on defense against the Saints. And Dean with the quarterback keeper on second down, nowhere to go as he tries a little 180, but the Saints doing a nice job to sniff that one out, and nowhere to go there for Dean. Nice play along the line there by Josh Link of Seton Catholic. So it's a third and 9 now with 8:55 to go, first quarter. The ball is on the Harperzil Afton 6-yard line as they have it, trying to work their way away from their own end zone. So Dean tried passing on first down, nowhere to go. Tries rushing on second down. Pickup of about one there. So now Harperzil Afton on third down. With 8:30 to go in this first quarter, we're scoreless. Dean, back in his own end zone. He's got trouble, but will loft it up in the air. A long pass, and just off the outstretched hands of Deion Oakley, who had gotten behind Giangreco for Seton. And if he could haul that one in, he might have been off for a 6-point touchdown. but nowhere to go there as he just couldn't come up with it. That'll bring up a fourth down and a three and out here for Harpersville Afton with 8:24 to go in this first quarter. They'll have to punt it away. And so Harpersville Afton will come up empty on this first drive. And now we'll have to punt it away with, guess who, Devin Dean. From his own end zone, gets a nice punt off. This one will bounce at about the 30-yard line and takes a seat and bounce all the way up to the 26-yard line. Excellent field position here for the Saints as they will go left to right there deep in Harpersville territory after a punt, and they will start at the Harpersville 26. 8:14 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It only takes one play there for the Saints as they took over at their own 26-yard line, and Sam Crowley took a direct snap, went to his right, and ran it into the back of the end zone there. A huge play, a 26-yard TD score with 8:05 to go here in the first quarter, and that'll give Seton Catholic a 6-0 lead here over Harpersville Afton, and they will go for the point after attempt, and the kick is up, and the kick is good, and that'll be a 7-0 lead here for Seton with 8:05 to go in the first quarter. A 26-yard run on a direct snap by Sam Crowley and just got into space and was able to take it for pay dirt. A 7-0 lead for Seton, 8:05 to go in the first quarter here over Harpersville Afton. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 8:05 to go. First quarter here from Binghamton Alumni Stadium, and it's Seton Catholic with a 7-0 lead over Harpersville Afton. And for the second time tonight, Seton has attempted an onside kick. This one does not go to 10 yards. It rolls out of bounds. This looks like something they're very comfortable with, but in this case, doesn't work out in their favor, and Harpersville Afton will take over with the best field position they've had of the night on their second drive. They will start with the ball on the Seton 41-yard line going right to left. Harpersville in the white uniforms with the navy blue pants, the navy blue helmet, and the gold trim there. So Devin Dean steps in and will hand off on first down, but nowhere to go. An excellent tackle there by Thomas Williams as Jake Andrews can't get through the line, therefore Harpersville Afton. Loss on the play, so that'll bring up a second down here for Harpersville Afton. Loss of one. Ball on the Seton 42 as Harpersville Afton goes right to left. 7:40 to go in first quarter, and the Saints with a 7-0 lead on a 26-yard scamper touchdown from Sam Crowley. On second down again, they try to go to the right for Jake Andrews, and absolutely nowhere to go as Seton dominating the offensive line here of Harpersville Afton in the early going. Again, got a yard loss on the play there. That's two rushes for negative yards for Jake Andrews, a guy who has played well in the first 2 weeks for Harpersville Afton, but can't seem to get through. No holes to be had so far as they try to run it up the gut. So now it's a third down and 11 as Harpersville Apton is on the Seton 45. Dean is back to pass, a loft one up in the air, and just through the outstretched hands there of Dylan Smith. Smith, 6'3", 170, has some height on the outside. A good-looking ball there from Devin Dean, but just through the hands of Smith and out of bounds. So now that brings up fourth down here on a fourth and 13, and we'll see what Harpersville Apton elects to do here. Looks like Dean is back to kick it away. And back deep for Seton, almost in his own end zone, is Daniel O'Brien. 6:56 to go, first quarter, and on the second drive for Harpersville Apton, again a three and out. The Saints already with a 7-0 lead. So Dean punting from midfield, going right to left. A good punt here from Dean all the way back, and Seton will just let this one go. Daniel O'Brien will let it fall into the end zone, and a good read there by him as Seton Catholic will start at their own 20. 6:45 to go, first quarter, Seton 7, Harpersville Apton nothing. We'll step away here on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull here on WCDO. Dan O'Brien on first down with a quick fumble. He's able to fall on it, and that'll bring up a second and 10 here. Actually, a second and 14 as he lost some yards on the play here for Seton Catholic. 6:15 to go, first quarter, and Seton is on top of Harpersville Apton by a score of 7-0, thanks to a 26-yard TD run at the 8:30 mark by Sam Crowley. Well, here a second and 14, and John Giangreco back in the shotgun here, the quarterback for Seton. He's going to loft it up on first down. A little miscommunication there as Nathan Whitman, his wide receiver, was about 10 yards shy of where the ball went. So that'll bring up third and 14 now for Seton. 5:58 to go in this first quarter. Saints with the 7-0 lead. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Saturday Night Football under the lights at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. So on third down and long here for Seton. They are back on their own 15-yard line as the Harpersville Apton defense held strong on that first drive, but then Crowley got free on the second one. We'll see what happens here. They have the big play capability, and here he is again, Sam Crowley, muscling his way for a first down here, it looks like, for Seton Catholic. So good when he gets that direct snap. Went to his right, the ball all the way up to the 29-yard line. Crowley, just a big, physical kid, and he's able to pick up the first down. Big play there for Seton. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Harpersville Apton not pleased about that one. They'll take a timeout, and so will we on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Already with a touchdown tonight, Sam Crowley. I have him unofficially with 84 yards rushing already here for the Saints. 5:50 to go, first quarter. And it's a first down. It's a shotgun pass here, a complete pass for the Saints. They're going to get up to midfield and out of bounds there for Dan O'Brien. First completion of the night there for John Giangreco. 5:42 to go, first quarter, and Seton going left to right is at midfield with a 7-0 lead. Pickup of about 15 on the play. And a nice catch there for Dan O'Brien. First pass completion of the night for Giangreco. He's 1-for-2 for 15 yards, and O'Brien with his first catch of the night for 15. Seton on a first and 10 at midfield. They're going to loft it up again down the left wing. Good coverage, though, by Harford Zolaston, and the play is broken up as Seton was trying to throw it down to Nathan Whitman. But a nice job by Harford Zolaston to hop over and knock that ball away. 5:34 to go, first quarter, a 7-0 lead for Seton over the Hornets of Harford Zolaston. It looked like Sean Sweet was the man for the Hornets, able to track down Whitman on that far side and knock it away. So the ball now at the Seton 49. They are about midfield here. The play will come in on 2nd and 10. Seton's showing they're not afraid to throw the ball either. They've had success the first 2 weeks against Delhi and Lansing through the air and on the ground. Have to be aware for some of these trick plays with a direct snap to Crowley as well. Gian Greco on second down will hand off to Crowley. He's up the gut, tries a little spin move, maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage here for a gain of one, and that's really one of the only times Harper Zolaston has been able to wrap him up so far. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Seton Catholic with a 7-0 lead over Harford Zolaston. And it's a third down here and about 10 yards as the Saints going left to right are at midfield. Ball actually pushed back to about the Seton 48 here. The play will come in with quarterback John Giangreco. Officially a 3rd and 12 here. The play comes from the sideline for the Saints. And we'll see if the Hornets defense can come up big again. They've had some big plays and also given up some big plays so far here tonight to the Saints. And the shotgun, Giancarlo will throw to the near side. Excuse me, Giangreco. And the pass complete, but it'll bring up fourth down here. 4:35 to go in this first quarter. 7-0 lead for the Saints. As the ball now into Harpersville territory at the 48-yard line. And O'Brien will catch the 5-yard ball there from Giancarlo. And so this will bring up a fourth down at about 6 yards here for Seton Catholic. Down to 4:10 to go in the first quarter. They'll go for it, and they'll air it out here, and just too far over the outstretched hands of Daniel O'Brien from Giangreco. And if he had had him in stride here, he would have been into the back of the end zone. He had gotten around behind the Harper Zolaston defense, but just overthrown by about 5 yards there, and Seton Catholic will turn it over on downs. 4:04 to go, first quarter, 7-0 lead here for Seton over Harper Zolaston. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO. Or if you're joining us on the stream at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Harpersville going right to left will pick up on their own 48-yard line, and Devin Dean on first down will bounce to the outside of quarterback Keeper. He'll pick up 5-10. He's got the first down, makes a nice jumping move all the way down to the Seton 35-yard line. A pickup of about 15 yards here for Devin Dean, and that's the first big play of the night for Harpersville Afton. And down to the 36-yard line of Seton. Good play there, and that's what he's known for, being able to use his speed and his size to get out to the edge and make things happen. 3:50 to go, first quarter. A 16-yard pickup there for Dean. And on a 1st and 10, Dean will keep it again. Some good pressure here from the Saints, but Dean will drive his way up the middle, picks up about 5 yards on the play here. So Dean with about 20 rushing yards to start off here in this first quarter. A lot of trickery there. It's kind of similar to what Walton would do. Quarterback will take the hike and almost turn around, and you have guys going in different directions. You don't know if the quarterback still has it. If he's handed off, guys going to the left, going to the right. And a lot of times here so far for the Hornets, Dean has just kept it himself. 3:15 to go, first quarter. And Seton Catholic Saints with a 7-0 lead over Harper Zolaston. Second down at about 5 here for the Hornets. Dean is under center. Two running backs in the backfield. He'll hand off, and Harpersville Afton will pick up a first down. It's going to be very close here for Jake Andrews. Picks up about 5 yards on the play, and we'll see what the official call is and the spot. It's down to the Seton of the 27-yard line here, and they might bring out the chains on this one to check it out, and they will. 2:48 to go in the first quarter. Saints with a 7-0 lead over Harper Zolaston. They'll bring out the chains here. We'll keep it right here. I want to see how close this one actually is off the run by Jake Andrews. It looks like it might just be a little short here for Harper Zolaston. It's going to be very, very close. Zebra Crew saying, yes, it's good. And a first down for Harper Zolaston, and that will keep the momentum going here for the Hornets. 2:48 to go in this first quarter. The Hornets trailing the Saints 7-0 from Binghamton Alumni Field. So a 1st and 10 here for Harpersville, and they are on the Saints 27-yard line going right to left. Senior QB Devin Dean under center. Dean a captain for this team. A handoff up the middle for Harpersville Athens, and they'll break it all the way down to the 7-yard line here on his first run of the night. Dylan Lindsay, a 185-pound 6'1 junior, went right up the gut, was able to bounce to the outside after absorbing some contact, and gets all the way down to the 7-yard line. So a big pitch, a big pickup there for Dylan Lindsay of about 26 yards on the play. And so now it's a 1st and goal on the Seton 7-yard line with 2:20 to go first quarter. Dean on the keeper, fakes the handoff, jumps over a guy, and now down at about the 4-yard line here. Just tried to hop over the line and find some space to move, but there was none to be had. Seton does a nice job on clogging things up there and really putting some pressure on Dean. That'll bring us down to 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and it's a 2nd and goal from the Seton 4-yard line as Harpersville Apton goes right to left. And back in the huddle, 15 on the play clock now for Harpersville Apton. Play comes in from the sideline here on 2nd down. They'll take their time and get up to the line with a 1:45 to go first quarter going right to left. Dean barks out some signals. He's under center for the snap, and he'll hand it off on 2nd down, right up the gut again, looking for Dylan Lindsay. A pickup of maybe 2 yards for him. And this will bring up a 3rd and goal now for the Hornets as they are really knocking on the door. Time continuing to tick down on this first quarter. We're down to 1:20 to go before the end of the first quarter. Nice turnout here tonight on both sides for Seton and for Harpersville Athens. Not far to come down Interstate 88 for these Hornets fans, whether you're coming from Harpersville or Athens. Now a 3rd and goal here, and we'll see if Dean might try the keeper, and he will right up the gut. He'll push his way into the end zone, and it's a touchdown here for Harpersville Athens, and now it's 7-6 with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. So a 3rd and goal. And Devin Dean is able to just push his way through the pile on about a 3-yard TD here for Dean. And Harpersville Apton will get on the board. 1 minute to go here in this first quarter. And we'll see what Harpersville Apton elects to do here. And they will go for the 2-pointer. So it's 7-6 after the Dean rush. They're going to pitch it out to the far side. Looks like they might be able to get there, but take him down. An excellent play by Seton Catholic. Over on that far side, it's Sam Crowley. Seems to do it all for the Saints. So that'll keep it a 7-6 game as Jake Andrews got out to the edge, but Crowley was able to bring him down. So it's Seton 7, Harpersville Afton 6 with 1 minute to go first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
A history of service, a commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
A big welcome to all our listeners on our web stream tonight, brought to you by SFCU at WCDOsports.com. Also, make sure you go back, check out our audio archive there of any games that we've done in the past. You can go back, download those, and listen to them at any time. Great feature that we have on WCDOsports.com. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Devin Dean with a touchdown for Harpersville Apton, but they can convert on the 2-pointer. So it's 7-6, Seton on top of Harpersville Apton. And Harpersville Apton will have a short squib kick here to start things off, and Seton Catholic will fall on it there, and will have good field position as Michael Murray was able to pick up a bouncing ball, and Seton will start from their own 42-yard line as they go left to right. Seton Catholic, known for those green uniforms in whatever sport you might see them in. They have the black pants and the green helmet as well. Harper Zolafton tonight in those road white unis with the navy blue pants and helmet and the gold trim on the helmet as well. 59 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter, and Seton, their first touchdown of the night came with 8 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter on a 26-yard one-play drive from Sam Crowley after Harper Zolafton had to punt that ball away from deep in their own end zone. So first and 10 and a direct snap again here to Crowley. So effective. He'll pick up a first down and more here for the Saints. He crosses midfield and gets to the Harpersville 48. So a nice pickup here as Sam Crowley is already nearing 100 yards on the night. And a 10-yard pickup here and a first down for the Saints with 52 seconds to go in the quarter. Saints going left to right, and it's hard to tell when they will do that direct snap because the quarterback is in a shotgun a lot there with John Giancarlo. Sam Crowley oftentimes is lined up somewhere in the vicinity as well, either to his left or right. And just have to be careful on defense where the snap is going. This time it goes to Giangreco, rolls to his right, throws, and this is an incomplete pass to Julian Lawson. Lawson caught the ball, but was actually at 1 foot out of bounds. So an incomplete pass. That'll bring up a second and 10 here for Seton. 41 seconds to go in this first quarter. It's a 7-6 lead for the Saints here over the Hornets. Nice for the kids from Afton to be able to come down to Harpersville and join this football squad. It's been a number of years before since Afton has played football, since back in the Bainbridge-Guilford Afton days, the BGA football days. That's when they had to bump up and played a lot of Class B football. So it's nice for the Afton kids to be able to come down and play some Class D football here against some of the other local teams. It's nice to see other schools getting involved. And on a second down here, the direct snap to Giangreco, the quarterback. He'll scamper for about 3 or 4 yards. It's going to be a penalty on the play. This one will go against Harpersville Afton with 33 seconds to go, and the Zebra crew will have a little conference here. Maybe a late hit on Harpersville Afton as Giangreco was falling out of bounds. It'll be a holding against Seton. And so I'm not sure if these are going to cancel each other out with 33 seconds to go. So a holding against Seton Catholic and a holding against Harpersville Afton as well. So this will back up the Saints to their own 45-yard line after the penalty markers fly. So, but a personal foul on Harpersville. It will be a personal foul against Harpersville Afton and a hold against Seton. So it was a late hit on Harpersville Afton as Giangreco was falling out of bounds. So after that is all sorted out, the ball will be spotted at midfield. Seton lost some ground but also made it up after the penalty on Harpersville Afton. 33.3 seconds to go first quarter. Saints going left to right, the ball at midfield. They lead 7-6 over Harpersville Afton. Back in the shotgun is Giangreco. Sam Crowley, nearing 100 yards on the night, is lined up to his right. They're pretty much hip-to-hip. Two receivers to the left and to the right here for Seton. And the snap goes to Giangreco. Throws to the outside, and again was looking for Julian Lawson, but the pass is too tall for him and goes out of bounds. 27 seconds to go here in the first quarter. That'll bring up a third down and a third and 13 here for Seton. 27 seconds to go. The ball at midfield. Seton going left to right. Third and 13. Harpersville Afton trying to stand tall and get out of this first quarter, trailing 7-6. The play comes into the huddle. 20 seconds left on the play clock. As the play coming over from the Seton sidelines with the sophomore QB, John Giangreco. And now the Saints want to talk things over here. Could be a crucial play that they want to try to convert on this third and 13. We'll step away for 30. 7-6 is the lead for the Saints over Harpersville Afton on WCDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right?
Wrong! The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And this Seton team, I'm sure that they are used to this, but as you look down at their sideline compared to Hartford-Zill Afton, Seton only has five other guys who are actually dressed to play. They have seven on the sideline. Two are in street clothes. So these guys are real workhorses out on the field and are going to have to play a majority of the game if any of those subs come in or not. 27 seconds to go. First quarter, the Saints with a 7-6 lead. And I get the feeling guys like John Giagreco and Sam Crowley don't even want to come off the field. That might not be a problem for them. So this is the 3rd and 13 for Seton. The ball at midfield, they're going left to right. We'll see what the play is after the timeout. Sam Crowley in motion to the left. Gene Greco dropping back, looking for Crowley over the middle, and it's off the hands of Hartford-Zill Afton's Josh Peck as he was reading that ball across the middle as they were looking for the outstretched hands there of Sam Crowley. 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter. That'll bring up a fourth down, ball at midfield here for the Saints. Back over to the sideline once again is Gian Greco. And we'll see what the Saints decide to do here with 21 seconds left in this quarter. Hartford-Zill Afton, one nice thing about being able to merge with Afton for football and a variety of other sports is that back in the summer, we were talking with both schools, and they said, yeah, we're expecting anywhere from about 10 to 15 kids. I think it ended up being about 13. That we're going down from Afton to Hartford-Zill to be able to play football this fall. So that helps the Hornets with some extra numbers. The punt goes all the way down, and Hartford-Zill Afton will let it go. A 27-yard punt, and Seton is able to touch this one down. And so Hartford-Zill Afton will start about on their own 28-yard line with 11 seconds to go first quarter. They trail Seton 7-6. So on their last drive, a 7-play, 52-yard drive, scored with 1 minute to go in the first quarter on a 3-yard quarterback keeper from senior quarterback Devin Dean, who was one of the captains here for Hartford-Zill Afton. Dean with about 24 rushing yards unofficially so far, and he'll look to add some more here on 1st and 10 from his own 20-yard line, and he'll break free. Lost the ball, is able to fall on it, and looks like Dean will be able to recover up to the Hartford-Zill 28 yard line, but that will do it for the first quarter. So Dean, some dancing and shifty moves, and a little bit of a pickup there, a fumble, but he's able to fall on it. So the end of the first quarter, it's Seton Catholic 7, Hartford-Zill Afton 6. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Football here on Saturday night on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this program without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Start of the second quarter, folks. 7-6, Seton is on top of Hartford-Zill Afton. And after the end of the quarter, switching sides, Hartford-Zill Afton now going left to right. And they have about a 2nd and 5 here from their own 28-yard line. Devin Dean is back to pass. He lost one up over the middle and just off the hands there of Deion Oakley. If he hauls that one in, he is free and clear to the end zone, off his fingertips, and that'll bring up about a 3rd and 5 for Hartford-Zill Afton. Devin Dean with a nice pass right over the middle, hit Deion Oakley in stride, and just kind of a little bit of a fluttering ball as it got towards Oakley off his hands as he was behind the Seton defense, and he couldn't hold on. So Seton holding on to the 7-6 lead. This will bring up a third and about five here. And now Harper's a lap and man on a keeper with Dean. He comes up the middle. Little spin move. He'll pick up the first down. About a gain of 7 on the play, and he's up to the Harpersville-Afton 37-yard line. So Harpersville-Afton now going left to right as they near midfield, and a nice play on 3rd and 5 there by Devin Dean. So when all else fails, it looks like Dean is just one of the quarterbacks who is going to pull it down and just try to cut up the gut and get as many yards as he can. Has that ability with his arm, but also with his legs, looks like he relies on that pretty heavily. 11:25 to go, second quarter. He'll try another quarterback keeper, and nowhere to go here for Dean. A loss of 1 or 2 on the play as Seton Catholic comes crashing through there with Brennan Levi, a 6'3", 255-pound senior, who brings down Dean. Not an easy thing to do, Dean, with those quick and shifty moves. 11 minutes to go in this second quarter. Saints holding on to a 7-6 lead. This will bring up about a 2nd and 12 here for Harpersville-Afton from their own 37-yard line as they go left to right. Dean is under center. He's got a fullback and a running back in the backfield. They'll hand off here to Deion Lindsay. Lindsay bounces to the left and maybe picks up one on the play up to the Harpersville-Afton 39-yard line. So Deion Lindsay with about 30 yards unofficially for Harpersville-Afton so far in this first half, and Sam Crowley with the tackle there for Seton Catholic. 1 yard gain on the play there for the Hornets. 10:20 to go, second quarter. Harpersville-Afton now on 3rd down. 3rd down and about 9 to go here for the Hornets. Play clock down to 15 as they break the huddle and come to the line here with senior quarterback Devin Dean. Again, he's under center. 2 receivers to his left, 1 to his right. They'll fake the handoff and they'll look to go up top again, and this ball is over the outstretched hands of Deion Oakley. Was about 3 yards over top of him. Seton with good defense there by the quarterback and also safety John Giangreco. And so that'll bring up a 4th down, and Harpersville-Afton will punt it away with 9:58 to go, second quarter. It's Seton 7 and Harpersville-Afton 6. And back deep to receive, here is Sam Crowley for Seton Catholic. .958 to go in this second quarter. And a false start penalty, I believe, here on Harpersville-Afton is going to be the call. With 9:58 to go, second quarter, 7-6. Seton on top of Harpersville-Afton. We'll see what the call is here from the Zebra crew. Actually, it will be an offsides call against the Saints. I believe this will still be 4th down. 4th down at about 4 now, so we'll see if this changes anything for Harpersville-Afton. Devin Dean looking over to the sideline, maybe saying, hey, coach, let me go for it here. But they'll punt it away still. Dean, an excellent punter here, gets a huge one off, and Seton will let it go. This one will take a Harpersville-Afton bounce all the way down to about the 16-yard line. And so Seton will start from deep in their own territory. 9:44 to go, second quarter. It's a 7-6 lead here for Seton. That's where they'll take over. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Hey, high school football fans. Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney hopes you'll join them every high school varsity football game night for the varsity football tailgate party. Sydney, BG, Unitigo, and surrounding area games. Enjoy burgers, wings, and other game time favorites. Join us both pregame and postgame. And when you wear your school colors, take 10% off your meal. Bring the whole family and enjoy our spacious dining room or relax in our tavern. It's varsity football tailgate party nights at Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney, proud supporters of local high school football.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Saturday Night Football here on WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. Also on WCDOsports.com. Thanks for joining us here tonight. I'm Nate Lowe. 9:37 to go second quarter. Seton is on top of Harpersville after by a score of 7-6. So it's a face mask call on the 1st and 10 here for Seton. And that'll go against the Hornets. And so that'll bring up an automatic first down, and the ball will move up to the 31-yard line here for Seton. And that's all there they will start. So Crowley had a nice run there on first down, but the face mask will bring Seton up a couple of extra yards here. And now a handoff here for Seton on this 1st and 10. They try to go to Daniel O'Brien, but a nice play in the backfield by Brock Weiss, as well as Dylan Smith in on the tackle there for the Hornets. Gain of 1 yard on the play there for the Seton Catholic Saints. Now to 9 minutes to go before the half, and it got a tight one here, just like we did last night between Delhi and BG. If you didn't get a chance to listen into that one or read about it in the newspaper today, you want to go back to WCDOsports.com and listen to that one. What a wacky and crazy finish between the Bulldogs and the Bobcats last night. And now on a first down, a huge play right up the middle here by Sam Crowley. He ran over about 2 Hornets on his way and will pick up a first down, gain of about 10 on the play. Just a huge run, as he is up over 100 yards now. Sam Crowley, 6 feet tall, 195 pounds, runs like he's about twice that size and just runs it right up the gut. And not much Harpersville Athens could do about that. The ball out to the Seton 42-yard line now as they go right to left. 8:25 to go, second quarter. Saints are on top 7-6. And that direct snap to Crowley is certainly dangerous. Crowley now with the direct snap again, and this time he'll hand the ball off. It looks like to Daniel O'Brien. He picks up maybe 1 on the play. That'll bring up a 2nd and 9 here for the Saints as we come up on 8 minutes to go in this second quarter. Saints moving the ball up towards midfield. They are at their own 44-yard line now, 43. The play comes in from the sideline. So the Saints, we've seen it tonight. They've tried 2 onside kicks, a lot of trickery, as now we have Gene Greco for the 3rd or 4th play in a row, the quarterback, as a receiver out to his right. They try to go to Crowley on the direct snap off his hands. He picks it up, and it's going to be a loss on the play here for the Saints on 2nd down, as he will get pinned back to the Seton 35-yard line. So a loss on the play here for the Saints with 7:25 to go before the half. Try that direct snap, and it was just a little high. Went off the hands of Crowley. Did a nice job to chase it back and pick it up and move up the left wing as the Saints are going right to left. But not much he could do, as the Hornets were swarming all over him. A 7-yard loss on the play. So a 3rd and long now here for Seton. A 3rd and 16. As they are back on their own 36-yard line. And now Crowley will throw, and this one up in the air and batted down by Harpersville Afton. Madison Hoover getting up to knock that one away for the Hornets with 6:51 to go, second quarter. That'll bring up a 4th down. So the Saints throwing a little trickery there as Sam Crowley pretty much played quarterback slash running back for that whole series with the normal QB, John Giangreco, out on that right wing. But it looks like they have done that the last couple of weeks as well, in a win against Delhi and a loss against Lansing. Crowley is able to throw the ball, run the ball, do anything he can do, as now they will punt it away to Harpersville Afton. Ball will bounce at about the 40-yard line, and that's where they will fall on it and pick it up. And Harpersville Afton will start at their own 40-yard line as they will go left to right. 6:41 to go, second quarter. The Hornets trailing the Saints 7-6. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. After a punt, Harper's Alafton will take over on their own 38-yard line here with 6:41 to go before the half, and it's 7-6. They trail Seton Catholic Saints. Devin Dean, though, on a quarterback keeper, bounces across midfield now to the 40. He turned the corner. He's down to the 30 for Harper's Alafton. A little 360 still on his feet, and all the way down to the Seton 18-yard line for Devin Dean. A huge play, and a gain of about 40 yards there on the quarterback keeper. Devin Dean with well over 60 yards rushing now in this first half. A lot of them right there on about a 40-yard scamper down the left wing. But now a holding call comes in against Harper's Alafton, and that might take away all. So 10 yards from the spot of the infraction is where this will back everybody up to for Harper's Alafton. So that run by Devin Dean is negated. I mean, he was throwing everything he could in there, jukes and spin moves, and he had about three Saints hanging all over him. But a holding call will bring this one back for the Hornets. With 6:27 to go, second quarter, it's Seton leading Harper's Alafton by a score of 7-6 right before halftime. So not all of that run was negated, because it will go to the spot of the foul. So this will get Harper's Alafton into the Seton territory. So instead of a 40-yard run, it's a 16-yard run for Devin Dean. Still a good little pickup here for the Hornets. Two receivers to the left, one to the right here for Dean. He's under center. He's got a man in motion, and they'll hand off up the gut. Nowhere to really go there for Mitchell Wiest, his first carry of the night, and he's able to pick up maybe one or two on that play. That'll bring up about a 2nd and 9 on the play here for the Hornets as we hit 6 minutes to go before the half. Make sure to tune into our Mirabito Halftime Report here. Mirabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. So a 2nd down and about 5 yards here for the Hornets as they're into Seton territory. Ball at the 44-yard line. And senior quarterback Devin Dean is under center. Again, two receivers to his left, one to his right. He's got two running backs in the backfield, but Dean not really liking what he sees. They call timeout to talk things over. So Seton leads Harper's Alafton 7-6, 5:41 to go before the half. We'll take a break. You're listening to live high school football here tonight on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. Joe Gardner back in our WCDO studios in Sydney. 5:41 to go here before halftime at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Harper's Alafton on the road taking on the Seton Catholic Saints, and they trail 7-6. Looking for more here, but Dean will overthrow Dylan Lindsay. If he had hauled that one in, he would have been off to the races for a touchdown. And that's about the 3rd time that's happened tonight for the Hornets. They've had a man open and just unable to connect, either with a drop ball or a pass too long from Dean. So 5:35 to go, second quarter. Harper's Alafton trailing 7-6. Here against the Seton Catholic Saints. The ball is in Seton territory. Hornets going left to right, and it's at the 44-yard line. This is a 3rd down and about 7 yards here for the Hornets. Dean is under center. A pitch out here to the right, going down the right wing. Nowhere to go there for Jake Andrews, as he is just swallowed up there by Sam Crowley and also by John Giangreco for Seton. Boy, Crowley and Giangreco just all over. Offense, defense, making tackles, running the ball, passing the ball. They do everything here for this Saints squad. Clock ticking down here on a 4th and 9 here for the Hornets. Coming up on 5 minutes to go, and it looks like Dean will punt this one away. And back deep on his own 10-yard line here is Daniel O'Brien to receive. We've seen Dean punt tonight and do a very nice job. It's a lot of air under this one, and Seton will let this one go. It'll bounce to towards the end line, and will it take a Harpersville bounce? Yes, it will. They will somehow keep it out of the end zone and pin Seton all the way back onto their 2-yard line. An excellent punt there from Devin Dean, and it takes a Hornets bounce. Special teams crew was able to get down there and down it on the Seton Catholic 2-yard line. So that's where they'll have to work going right to left. 4:40 to go before the half. It's a 7-6 lead for Seton over Harpersville Afton. We'll step away for 30 here on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. So Seton pinned by that 45-yard punt by Devin Dean, and on a first and 10, they have a huge completion here to Nathan Whitman all the way out to the 38-yard line, Seton 38-yard line, but there is a flag down on the play, and we'll see what happens here if this will bring this one back. 4:27 to go in the second quarter. Seton leading 7-6. Penalty flag on the play. We'll see what the call is. This one will go against Seton Catholic. So an illegal shift against the Saints. That will back this one up. So a huge passing play from Crowley to Nathan Whitman on first down is taken away by an illegal shift. 4:27 to go in this second quarter. Seton, after scoring on their second drive at the 8:30 mark of the first quarter on a 26-yard run from Sam Crowley, they haven't been able to find the end zone since, but they have pulled off some nice runs and some nice passes. They try a pass on second down here again to Whitman down the left wing, too far from him, and that will bring up a third down here. It's Seton Catholic pinned deep in their own end at about their own 8-yard line with 4:20 to go before the half. So a 2nd and 15 officially. Harpersville Afton was able to score also in the first quarter on a 7-play, 52-yard drive and a 3-yard touchdown run by senior quarterback Devin Dean. They tried the 2-point conversion, couldn't get it in. That leaves us with our 7-6 score, Seton on top of Harpersville Afton. 20 seconds to go on the play clock here, and a 2nd down now for Seton Catholic. Gene Greco will keep this one on 2nd down, bounces to the right side before being shoved out of bounds at the Seton 22-yard line as the Saints going right to left. Dylan Lindsay on the tackle there, solo for the Hornets. 7-yard pickup on the play. So the really first rushing attempt of the night there for Gene Greco. Picks up 7 on the play. Gene Greco, 3 completions on 6 balls so far in the first half for just about 21 yards. And back under center, here's Gene Greco again with the keeper. And we'll pick up a first down here for Seton Catholic as he goes to the outside. Harpersville unable to contain him there as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. So a 5-yard pickup there for Gene Greco as he pulls the ball down and instead of looking for Sam Crowley, keeps it himself for the last 2 plays. So the ball now is on the Seton's 32-yard line as they go right to left. They've worked their way deep from deep in their own defensive end after that huge punt by Devin Dean pinned them back at their own 2-yard line. And now Gene Greco will air it out to the near side, and that's a completion for about 7 yards to Nathan Whitman. So Whitman, who had that catch taken away just a minute ago, now pulls in about a 7-yarder. And a nice throw there from Gene Greco, has plenty of time. And this will bring up a 2nd and 4 for Seton Catholic. They're at their own 38-yard line with 3:35 to go, second quarter. They lead 7-6. And here's the snap under center. Gene Greco again zips this one. Intercepted, though, by Harpersville Afton. And rumbling and stumbling all the way down to the 30-yard line. Nice play there by Harpersville Afton. Sean Sweet is able to intercept that ball after it was off the hands of a Seton Catholic receiver. And now Devin Dean and Harper Zalapton will have a great field position at the Seton 31-yard line with 3:24 to go in the second quarter. So an INT on a throw there by the Seton quarterback, John Giangreco, and a nice little return, too, of about 10 yards there for Sean Sweet. So Devin Dean, a little keeper, will pick up about 2 yards on the play there, bringing up a second and 8. So Sean Sweet with the interception there, maybe making an early play for Dynamic Defense Award at the end of the game. 3 minutes to go before the half. And Harper's Zalafton, they trail one by 1, 7-6. But an interception has set them up nicely here in Seton territory at the 29-yard line. Second down and about 5 for Devin Dean. Takes the handoff, keeps it himself, first down and more. He's at the 15, bounces to the left side at the 10. Cutback move, touchdown, Harper's Zalafton. A huge run for Devin Dean, his second TD of the night. A 29-yard scamper for Devin Dean, and in he goes. Huge run there for Dean, and a 3-yard touchdown run for the first score. And now with 2:38 to go before the half, a nice run here of 29 yards, and that puts Harper's Zalafton up by a score of 12-7. And we'll see what Harper's Zalafton decides to do on the point after. They are going to go for 2 again. Devin Dean is under center. Receiver, 1 to the left, 1 to the right. They'll hand off. They'll go up the gut. And they'll get the 2-point conversion with Dylan Lindsay. And so that will give Harper's Zalafton the lead, 14-7. Huge play there as a 29-yard TD run by Devin Dean. And then a 2-point conversion by Dylan Lindsay. Gives the Hornets a 14-7 lead. 2:38 to go before the half. You're listening to Live High School Football here on WCDO.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Luciano D'Angelo with a nice little return here for Seton Catholic after the kickoff by Harpersville. The Saints will start on their own 37-yard line with 2:31 to go before the half, but Harpersville Afton scores to make it 14-7 on a 29-yard TD run by Devin Dean. 2-point run is good by Dylan Lindsay. That gives them the 14-7 lead after they were trailing 7-6. So here are the Saints going right to left, starting in their own territory at their own 36. Hand off to the left on first down, getting to the outside and being forced down is Daniel O'Brien. Pickup of maybe 2 on the play. Third rush of the night, about 5 yards on the night so far for Daniel O'Brien, senior tailback. So Seton up to the 38-yard line here, their own 38 as they go right to left. So it's 2nd and 9 now for the Saints as we come up on 2 minutes to go before the half. Coming to you live here tonight on CDO, I'm Nate Lowell from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. This is where the Saints play their home games. Harper's Zalafton making the short trip down 88 to face off here against the Saints tonight under the lights. Man in motion for Seton here on this second down. Chased into the backfield in a huge play by Dylan Smith here for Harper's Zalafton, and a loss of about 7 yards on the play. Huge sack there. Gian Greco just had nowhere to go. Actually, a loss of 9 when it's all said and done. So we're down to 90 seconds to go before the half, and it's the Hornets leading the Saints 14-7. Harper's will have to maybe feeding off some of that momentum off the Devin Dean touchdown. So a 3rd and 18 now for the Saints from their own 29-yard line. And so we'll see if Sam Crowley maybe on this 3rd and 18 can rip off one of his big runs as he had. He's up over 100 yards already tonight. Gian Greco will throw, and this one out of bounds as he was looking for Julian Lawson along the far sideline, but pass incomplete, and it looks like the Saints will have to punt it away as they are pinned back at about their own 26-yard line with 1:02 to go second quarter, and they trail Harpersville Afton by a score of 14-7. Make sure to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll talk about some scores from last night, as well as that Delhi BG game, an instant classic. You can go back and listen to it on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. So on fourth down, deep in their own end, Harpersville Afton will be back to receive. And it's going to be a flag here, as it's going to be a roughing the punter call. Gian Greco got off a great punt, but it looked like one of the Harpersville Afton Hornets came in, and a personal foul will be called. And we'll see where this ends things up with 53 seconds to go before the half, and a 14-7 lead for the Hornets over the Saints. And Gian Greco had clearly gotten that ball off before he was hit. Just a little overzealous going for that block there by the special teams and the defense of the Hornets. So a roughing the kicker call against the Hornets. And it'll be a 15-yard penalty here against Harpersville Afton. And it will be a first down here for the Saints. So they will keep the ball, and it will be moved all the way up to their own 44-yard line. So with 53 seconds left, we'll see if this roughing the kicker call can help the Saints move down the field and maybe find an equalizing score here late in the half. Direct snap to O'Brien. He bounces across midfield and into Harpersville Afton territory up the gut after a nice little shifty move down to the 46-yard line here. So the final timeout is called here by Harpersville Afton with 41.9 seconds to go before the half, and they lead 14-7 over Seton. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harpersville Afton on the road here under the lights of Binghamton Alumni Stadium, taking on the Seton Catholic Saints. They lead the Saints 14-7. Saints were going to have to punt it away, but then a roughing the kicker call gives the Saints the ball, and they are now across midfield and into Harpersville Afton territory at the 46-yard line with 41 seconds to go before the half. Here's Gian Greco. He's got some pressure coming after him. He's taken down in the backfield. A huge play by Sean Sweet again. Sweet with a sack and an INT so far tonight, and he just came ripping into the backfield, and Gian Greco had nowhere to go. This will bring up a 3rd and long, as now Seton Catholic is back into their own territory at about the 44-yard line. 20 seconds to go. They're going to air it out here looking for the end zone, and this one just over the outstretched hands of Sam Crowley. Devin Dean had good coverage back there. Looked like he almost had a chance to pick it off for the Hornets. So down to 13 seconds to go before the half. And the Hornets weathering the storm here after Sam Crowley scored early for the Saints, and they had a 7-0 lead. It's been 14 unanswered points by the Hornets as we close in on halftime with 13 seconds to go. And so Gian Greco now on 4th and long will look for perhaps one last Hail Mary-type play for the Saints before the half. They'll get the ball off and down the near side and just through the hands of Daniel O'Brien. He would have caught it at about the 35-yard line and would have had some room to run, but he couldn't come up with it. Always tough to tell if maybe the lights get in the way, if there's a ball that's that high in the air, or if he just couldn't find it when he made the turn over his left shoulder. Either way, it falls incomplete. Now 7 seconds to go before halftime, and Harper's a left. They might have one crack at it here as they will pick up the ball on the 43-yard line here of the Saints as they go left to right. Deep in this first half, it's the Hornets leading the Saints by a score of 14-7. The Hornets with 15 to go on the play clock break out of the huddle. And up to the line comes Devin Dean. 5 seconds on the play clock, and Dean will just take a knee here. No need to take any risks. And that's how the Hornets will head into the locker room at the half. They lead 14-7 over the Seton Catholic Saints. Saints look a little frustrated. They came out, played very well to start the first half, but then Harper's the laugh and it's kind of wearing them down as the first half went along. We'll talk some more about that during our halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. So at the half here on CDO, it's Hartfordsville Afton leading the Seton Catholic Saints 14-7 from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.